The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Morgan's Pop Talks, breaking down the biggest headlines in reality TV and pop culture. And per usual, we have lots to discuss today. Scandaball updates, Selling Sunset updates, season finale of Summer House, and our favorite, Andrea Denver, is here to lighten the mood a little bit, you know? Because I just feel like everything has been so dark and twisted lately that I was like, who's the happiest person I know that I can get on the podcast this week to like make us just feel a little joy in life? And the answer, obviously, is Andrea Denver. But before we get into it, I do want to say thank you to everyone who listened to both podcast episodes last week. It was great for the pod. And just thanks to everybody for the positive feedback about the Vanderpump Rules finale recap. It was a lot of work. I was like absolutely exhausted by the end of the week, but I think it was worth it. And I think that, you know, when the reunion wraps up in 2 weeks, I know we got the first one this past Wednesday, I might do another one. I might do another bonus episode to kind of put a bow on this season of Vanderpump Rules. But in the meantime, if you subscribe to the Patreon, Pop of Batch is normally the Bachelor tier, right? And it's $3 a month. So it's like literally nothing. But because there's no Bachelor content to talk about, what I'm going to do is the Vanderpump Rules reunion recap on the Friday Patreon. So if you subscribe to that, the link is in the show notes below. All you got to do is click it and sign up. You will get this reunion recap that happened last night on Friday. Next week, same thing. And then, you know, at the end of the season, we'll see where we're at and if I can fit it into the schedule. Okay, let's jump right in. Pop three this week. Biggest headlines of the week. This is an MPT exclusive. Okay, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. It has not been reported on, but we have seen that Chrishell and Amanza from Selling Sunset have had a falling out. They are feuding. Amanza has blocked Chrishell on social media, and no one knows why. You're in the right place today because I have been told why this happened. So why did Amanza have a falling out with Chrishell? Here's the tea according to my source. Now, my source, I will tell you, is anonymous. It is one singular source. But if you watch Selling Sunset, you know who my source is. Like, you might not know right in this moment, but if I was to put this person's picture up on a screen, you would know exactly who this person is. So it's not, you know, so-and-so in Arkansas who got a tip from a friend. I know this person. You know this person. They're in the Selling Sunset mix. So, allegedly, here's what went down between Chrishell and Amanza. Amanza was contracted to work on G Flip's studio and home in East LA, allegedly. Amanza spent a lot of time and money away from her kids to start staging units. It was a tight deadline. You know, it was all the things, decorative elements, furniture, plants. She spent a lot of money in other staging elements. And Amanza had no doubt in her mind that she would be paid back for the things that she fronted for the project. Chrishell allegedly was not happy with the project and fired Amanza on the spot. And according to this source, it's unclear if Amanza has ever been paid back for the things that she paid for up front. It has been rumored that Amanza has yet to see a dime from that and has since been fired from that project by Chrishell. And what's the most important thing to Amanza? Think about it. Like, what is her MO in life? It's providing for her children. And every time that she sells a house or does something, you know, she's a single mom. She doesn't have any help from her ex. She's always thinking about her children. So this big design job comes from one of her best friends that could have led to even bigger things for her career. And one of her best friends allegedly fired her from the project on the spot and didn't pay her back for any of the things that she, you know, paid for up front. Mess with her back and mess with her family, which if you know Manza, two strikes, you're out. So that's what I've heard. Like I said, it was just one source, but a reliable source with a blue check mark, okay, is all I will say. Let's move on to headline number two, Sandoval updates. Tom Sandoval has been seen with a Texas blonde a couple of times. Carly Hale, influencer, I'm saying in quotations, because I think she has like 1,200 followers. I don't know if they just throw that term around lightly these days. But they've been photographed, I want to say at least three times together. Tom's rep says they're not dating. Of course, Tom's rep is going to say they're not dating. They're probably not dating. Just like he wasn't dating Raquel, you know, like no duh, they're not dating, but something is definitely happening between the two of them if they're seen multiple times together. And like, Tom's down and out at this point. He needs somebody to kick it with. I guess Carly Hale wants to do that. Ariana went on Call Her Daddy this week. It was a 2-hour feature film. Watched that one on 1.5 speed. That's what I'm saying, you guys. Who has the time? 2 hours? I promise you I will never make this podcast 2 hours because I value your time. I value my time. But I watched every second of it. So why am I complaining? I'm not complaining. I think it's great that Ariana gets to share her side of the story, you know, and there are two sides to every story. Oftentimes, the truth is somewhere in the middle. But there were a lot of differences in Ariana's version of things and Tom's version of things. You know, she says that they were going to couples therapy after the affair had already started. She said one session in particular, it felt like the relationship was ending during that therapy session. And the therapist asked Tom, is this ending? And he said, no, it's not. Ariana had issues with him staying out until all hours of the night, being at Schwartz's all the time for no reason. You know, she felt like everything was before Ariana, which it's like, honestly, put yourself in Ariana's shoes. If your life partner or your husband or your fiance of 9 years is like 40 years old and he's going out on a random Tuesday just for fun and doesn't come home until 5 o'clock in the morning. And that's a regular occurrence every week. You're going to be freaking annoyed with this person. 100%. She also said that she was working through a sense of perfectionism from childhood, and she really struggled with that. And she said, you know, I don't have to be home tap dancing on shrooms, hang gliding, I can just be enough, you know, referencing the fact that Tom said on the show, like, Ariana doesn't want to go, you know, my version of quality time is doing mushrooms and watching the sunrise. You're 40, dude. You're 40 years old. And that's how you want to spend quality time with your partner of 10 years. It just makes no sense. And she also just said that, you know, she thought the bones were good in her relationship and that they were just going through a difficult time, which is normal, 100% normal for people to go through long-term relationships, to go through bad years, you know, but you hold on. And that's kind of what I was saying last week where, you know, Tom talks the big talk about how he wants to be married and wants to have kids, although I feel like that has kind of taken a back seat in the past couple of years, at least coming from him. But who's the one that is way more mature? It's definitely Ariana. So she talks about Valentine's Day. And this is kind of where I wish Alex Cooper had asked some more follow-up questions. And I get it, when you're in the moment, it's hard to think about that because you want to make sure you get everything that you've already written down. But Valentine's Day. So she said, Tom took her to Schwartz and Sandy's, got her flowers. They took out a bottle of wine from their first trip together. They had a special moment at the bar. At Schwartz and Sandy's, Rachel and her friends showed up. They went home and they were kissing. And then later, they got into this argument, or Tom, you know, brought up that he was having a midlife crisis. And I think that he tried to break up with her. There was no follow-up question here, and I needed to know what flipped the switch. How do you go from Tom getting flowers to going to dinner at Schwartz and Sandy's to, you know, opening up this nice bottle of wine to then mere hours later having a conversation about breaking up? That wasn't addressed, and I thought that that was like a question mark that I had about the whole timeline. So Ariana also talks about Tom's narrative that she was not mentally stable and that he was worried about what she would do if they broke up. You know, we've seen Ariana say on the show things like, I want to leave my life. We have seen her be open about her mental health struggles. She said that to Tom, she said, if we break up, I want a drastic life change. By her saying that, meaning she doesn't want to do the show anymore, that, you know, she wants to delete social media, that she wants to move from LA. He took that as, you know, obviously something more drastic, but she also said, he knows that I was not going to do something that drastic. Let's just skim through the rest because it's a lot. Ariana said that Tom brought Rachel back to St. Louis more than once. She doesn't believe that anything happened with Billy Lee. What she misses about Tom is the inside jokes, being funny together, and, you know, the comfortability of having someone. She did say that she believes that Tom and Raquel hooked up while Ariana was in the house. She said, Tom went to bed with me, snuck downstairs, and slept with Raquel. She also said that Raquel has barely apologized. I think one of the more shocking revelations was that Watch What Happens Live with Schwartz and Sandoval, when Schwartz was looking very nervous in New York. Ariana said that she knows for a fact that Raquel was hiding in the hotel room in New York, and that Tom Sandoval would use other people's credit cards to pay for things. Obviously, we're all thinking, you know, Tom Schwartz is the credit card that is being used. That's speculation. But she also said that she does not think Raquel is pregnant. She doesn't think that Lisa knew. She was responding to claims that this whole thing is fake. And she's like, you know, why would we want this big bomb to go off when cameras were down? We had to borrow a camera crew from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because none of our production staff was working on the show at that time. So, yeah, I've always thought that this was real. I don't think Tom Sandoval has way too big of an ego, and he's worked really hard to get the bars and to have the name and to have the band to blow it up, you know, just for a good season 10, you know. I also wish that Alex would have asked, like, how filming is going to work if Tom and Raquel do go back, because, you know, they've been pretty adamant that they don't want to hang out with them. But I just don't see how that's going to work with all of them on the show. And let me just say also, I watched a little bit of the Randall scandal. I didn't finish it all the way. And I had this thought, and this might be really bad to say, but I'm going to say it. I had this thought because Lala has been very outspoken about this whole Sandoval situation. And even Ariana was like, you know, Katie and Lala weren't in my close circle at, you know, for the past 9 years or whatever, which is like, okay, then why is Lala like at the front of the brigade for Ariana? I mean, we love women supporting other women, but I also found it a little bit weird. I think that Lala, I don't want to say is jealous of the Scandoval, but it stole her thunder with what's going on with Randall, because I feel like she probably went into the season thinking that this Randall stuff, because it is big stuff, you know, he's like kind of being categorized. I'm not going to say that. He's a crook, right? And he treats people really badly. They had this whole documentary about it on Hulu. And, you know, she's going into a custody battle and all of these things. And here comes Scannaval, and that completely gets wiped up. And she's like, well, this season was supposed to be about me and what's going on in my life with Randall. I have all these lawsuits and all these things, and this is a big deal. And now nobody's paying attention to it because of Scannaval. And maybe that's why she's being more outspoken. She's outspoken anyways, so like she would, but that was just like a little light bulb moment that I had in my head. Okay.
There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. It's something that I have struggled with in the past, which is why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best with no complicated routines, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. Right now, I'm using the OS1 Eye Topical Supplement to help strengthen and firm the skin around my eyes. So far, I've noticed it has improved hydration and improved firmness. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code POPTALKS at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code POPTALKS. After your purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support the show and tell them I sent you because I love you like a sis.
The Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion trailer. This reunion trailer looks way better than the whole entire season. It looks like a defining moment in the franchise. It's an all-out war between Melissa and Teresa, and people are taking sides. Melissa delivered an iconic quote. I know you hate me, but just try to control yourself while she's putting lip gloss on. That should be her next tagline if she comes back. Honestly, felt like I was watching a trailer to like The Godfather or Goodfellas. They're like, you are the devil. You are a criminal. Sleep with one eye open. You know, like, what is going on? Are we in a mafia movie? Are we watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey? The private investigator is a big topic of conversation. Louis's been snooping, which is so rich, isn't it? All the drama last season with Marge and the blogs and looking into Louis's past, for Louis to then go hire a private investigator on everyone and have a folder, like, rich, really rich. And of course, Teresa and Melissa are at this standoff. Like, Teresa's like, I can't wait to never look at your face again after today. Melissa's like, where are you going? And she's like, no, you're leaving. Everything else kind of feels insignificant. You know, Dolores says that Polly isn't divorced. Danielle says she hasn't seen her brother in 3 years, but she's going to go see him the next day. Who cares? Louis's in the hot seat. Marge says her child was called and threatened at work. Frank Sr. is grilling Louis about hiring Bo Deedle to do a slander campaign against him and Joe Gorga. Teresa and Jacqueline Larita, as Andy so precisely called it, the joke of the century. Teresa thinks Joe and Melissa turned her and Joe into the FBI. Big accusations. Louis is nuts. And that's where you have The Real Housewives of New Jersey. Deep dive time. I got to be honest with you, I forgot to put the submissions up this week, so that's on me. But we're going to do a Summer House finale recap. Going to recap this episode, and then Andrea will be on to give us his thoughts about it all. The finale was dreadful. The whole season was dreadful. The reunion looks even more dreadful. I cannot believe that this is where we are with this season of Summer House. We start with Carl and Lindsay coming back into the house. Kyle gets a hug. And this is the thing. Kyle's relationship with Carl and Lindsay, they go through things, but they get over it really fast. You know, like, they're still good friends. And in the earlier seasons, you know, Lindsay referred to Kyle as her brother. So they can have these moments where they fight, but then they let it slide. They move on. Something you cannot say for any of the other girls in the house. They don't move on from anything. You know, Paige says in the reunion trailer, you guys don't have jobs. This is their job. You know, Summer House is their job, which is why Lindsay made Carl waltz back into that house, rip the T-shirt off the camera. They're back into that house on the final day because they have to secure the bag. You know, Lindsay says hi to everyone. Everyone seems cool with them. Even Paige is like, my long lost friends. It's like, do you hate them? Or are they your long lost friends? Because I'm genuinely confused. They're gearing up for the jungle party. Honestly, Sierra stole the show in her Avatar outfit. Kyle gets second place for his inflatable tiger that deflated by the end of the episode, which I just feel like is an accurate metaphor for the episode of Summer House. But it's obviously very uncomfortable when Danielle comes in. The tension is already high. You know, they're just like looking around, like who's going to make the first move. And also, I was just noticing when everyone was coming in, like, did nobody else dress up? Like, none of their guests were wearing jungle gear. But early on in the episode, we're getting the couple updates, like foreshadowing what is to come. Maya and Oliver are dealing with a DM scandal a la Adam Levine. Sam and Corey, hot and heavy, but also like want us to know they have a little bit of substance to them. Like, it's not all about slapping each other's butts every time they walk past each other. And Craig is asking Amanda her opinion on what to do with Paige. So Maya and Oliver have a situation, and Maya asks Oliver, are you mic'd up? He says yes, and she says we can't talk about it. That is one way to make sure you never get back on Summer House. You know, when there are people constantly coming for your job, like Sam and Gabby, and you have a cast member who says we can't talk about this because you have a mic on, mark my words, Maya will not be back next season. I know it's weird. I know it's not normal. It's uncomfortable. But like, you have to look at it from a TV perspective. The audience is going to be on your side in a cheating scandal if you just talk about it. This kind of situation separates the goods from the greats. You know what I mean? Like, Lindsay Hubbard will have that conversation on camera until she's blue in the face. She'll get activated doing it, might throw some stuff, but she's going to do it. It's not for everybody, and it's totally fine, but I think that is the nail in the coffin for Maya. We get Paige and Craig. I feel like this is the healthiest dialogue that we've seen between the two of them. You know, they're talking about moving as a unit. If I have to be in New York or you have to be in Charleston, we always need to be together. As someone who did long distance, I get it. It takes a lot of communication. It takes sacrifices, but it also takes planning. And I think the underlying issue is still, where are we living? And that is a decision that has to be made. Could they live in both New York and Charleston at this stage in their life? I think so. When they have kids, I don't think so. You don't want to be pulling kids out of school left and right, but the decision itself has the potential to be a deal breaker, and it does have to be made at some point. And what, we're a year later and it still looks like it hasn't been made. So, but also it takes time. You know, as someone who was in long distance for 5.5 years, I will say that we really didn't have those hard conversations until like year two. So we'll see. Everyone is in the kitchen. The anticipation is building. You know, and we have the conversation with Lindsay and Danielle. And Lindsay says to Danielle, Carl didn't want to ruin the surprise, which is why he didn't tell you or anybody in the house. I think it is safe to assume that Carl knew Danielle would have some type of reaction. Let's say he tells her and she gets super upset, like we have seen in the rest of the season. It would ruin the surprise because it would then become a storyline on the show. And it would be a distraction. So I do think that Danielle goes into this conversation wanting to fix the relationship in the episode. And I don't think that Lindsay does. And really, not to psychoanalyze, but a lot of the relationships that we have seen with Lindsay in the past, you know, she is very cut and dry with Stravi, you know, the phone call on the beach, not a single tear. She's talked about her abandonment issues with her mother. I think that's how she's wired. They handle pain differently, Lindsay and Danielle, but I think they're both hurting. Lindsay handles pain by, let me put you at arm's distance before you can hurt me more. And Danielle, as we can see, is super emotional about the situation, and the two just aren't mixing. And I think they're both too hurt to see it from the other side. You know, if Danielle would have said, I'm sorry for the things that I've said, I want to enjoy this with you, please forgive me, maybe Lindsay would have softened. You know, if Lindsay would have said, I can see that you're hurting, like, this is what I need from you to move past this. What do you need from me? I didn't mean to cause you pain, but I also feel hurt. They just weren't able to have that dialogue because they were both still so upset with each other. And, you know, Danielle says, I would have done everything for you.
And it wasn't too late, you know, like at the engagement party, it wasn't too late for Danielle to do everything for Lindsay, but she chose not to. And so I think that's kind of an inconsistency with what she was saying. And then, of course, we get the scene where all the girls were eavesdropping and they're like, surprise, yay, like popping balloon poppers, you know, those little things that spray confetti everywhere. It's like, what the heck is wrong with you guys? Honestly, that was gross. That was really, really gross. And I don't know. I just don't think there's any fixing it really with any of them. The final scene is like, honestly, the only time we've seen Maya this season. Maya and Oliver, they're having the conversation in the bathroom. She's like, put your hand over your mic. Can't concentrate. I couldn't concentrate because the room was just so repulsive. Like, there's stuff everywhere. There's like twisted teas all over the place. I'm trying to figure out, though, in that moment, if Maya thinks that Oliver is using her to be on the show. Because, you know, he says, I came down here for you. She was like, no, you didn't. You're cheating. He's like, I'm here for you. And she's like, you're not here for me. You are hooking up with 11 other girls like that you're acting up with. What is the deal? So I think she was kind of getting those vibes that maybe Oliver was using her to be on the show. Like I said, the reunion looks absolutely miserable. My predictions for next season, I think that Chris, Sierra, and Maya will not be asked back. I think Sam and Corey will pop in and out because there are too many couples. And the core four, you know, that have been there from day one, Carl and Lindsay and Kyle. Amanda was a friend of season one, but she's been on the show since the first season. You know, the two couples, I think, is enough couples. And I think this will be the last summer house. You know, like Kyle and Amanda want to have kids. Lindsay and Carl are getting married and want to have kids. I do think this next season they're going to integrate more of the New York City lifestyle. We'll see to what extent, but I don't think after Lindsay and Carl get married that this group of friends are going to go back to the house every single weekend. Danielle, as we know, is going to Winterhouse, so we'll see if she has a bit of a redeeming season there that pulls the audience back in with her. You know, she is single now that she's broken up with Robert. So we'll see. I think a good season of Winterhouse will be good for Danielle to make her a little bit more digestible for viewers moving forward. I've heard that some of the other members of Winterhouse who are single may be going to the summer house that are not, you know, current cast members. So I don't really know to what extent that is, if they're also going to be kind of in that revolving door or if these single Winterhousers are going to be there full time. But time will tell. Now that I am doing MPT full time, it is more important than ever that you support our show sponsors. Today's sponsor is Factor Meals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to what you love doing, like mostly watching reality TV shows. Visit factormeals.com/poptalks50 and use code poptalks50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Plus, there's so much variety. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including calorie smart, keto, protein plus, vegan and veggie, and more. Head to factormeals.com/poptalks50 and use code poptalks50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code poptalks50 at factormeals.com/poptalks50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Okay, so wrap up this week's episode, bringing on our little ray of sunshine to talk about this season of Summer House and just to catch up with him because he's the best. Please welcome our dear friend, Andrea Denver. How are you? What's new? What is going on in the life of Andrea Denver?
I'm good. Everything is good. I've been busy. I've been traveling a lot this last year. I don't even know my travel schedule was going to happen next, but right now I just got back to Italy after 12 days in London. And, you know, I'm happy to be in Italy. I'll probably here for a month and then let's see what is gonna happen from the end of June until the summer. I have a few things coming up, but I gotta see. I don't know anything yet.
I'm super jealous because I don't know if you know, but my fiance David is in London right now. And it's like, I'm jealous of you that you were in London for 12 days. David is jealous that he's not here because he knows that you're going to be on my show this week. And he's like, oh, tell Andrea that I said hi.
You should have told me that he was in London. I would have met him.
I know. Well, hopefully he's coming to BravoCon this year. Do you know if you're going to BravoCon yet?
Yeah. I'll be there. So
okay.
I'm going to meet him. That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm ready. I mean, I want the summer to go slow, but at the same time, I'm also ready to go back to BravoCon.
I know. Can't wait. That's in November. So long time away. But, you know, you have just been, like you said, all over the place. I want to get a relationship update with you and Lexi because we finally saw her on the show this season, which we'll get into. But how are you guys?
We're great. We just came back from London, plural. My parents came also for a few days, but Lexi and I were there for the whole time together. Now we're in Italy. Next week, her dad is flying from Hawaii to Italy, so we're gonna spend, and he's gonna be here for 4 weeks, so we're gonna spend a lot of time together. We're gonna probably like traveling around, also depending from my work appointments, but other than that, you know, we will try to get the best out of it and travel around.
You guys are just short of a year, right? I mean, kind of putting the timeline together. When's your anniversary?
No. It's more than a year.
Remember? Oh, 2 years. 2 years.
No. 2 years, no. Because I mean, we met, 2 years ago. Yeah, we were still hanging out.
Yes.
She broke up with me, and now it's been since early December 2022. So it's going to be a year and a half.
So, it always confuses me because it's like we're watching Summer House right now and I'm thinking it's May, which means it's going on. But no, this actually all happened last year. It's like, I can't keep it straight.
Yeah, no, it's been a year and a half. And no, I've been really happy. She's happy. She's learning Italian. So everything's been good.
That's when you know it's true love.
She didn't watch Summer House. She didn't watch our episode. I did. I think she was cute.
Did she watch when she was on with you guys this season?
No, she didn't.
Why?
I don't know. Like, she was like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm not watching.
Okay, but so let's...
I did watch it.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We see Lexi for the first time on camera. Before you agreed, did you give her any advice going into it?
Just be yourself. Just be fun. She can be a lot of fun. Of course, getting to that house, like, it can be like intimidating a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I think she handled it well. Plus, she knew already basically everyone. So I think she felt really comfortable. Also, you didn't see, but she also connected a lot with Gabby and Sam. So I think everybody was really welcoming. Of course, it was like a weird weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, our experience was like, it was good. It was great to be there for Carl and Lindsay engagement. So I'm glad that it worked out that way.
Yeah, I think it was a really great payoff for the audience because, you know, we saw you be emotional about her in the season prior, and we knew that because of certain situations, you weren't coming back that season. But I still feel like people wanted to see your happy ending and her coming to the house, like agreeing to kind of being thrown into the madness. I thought was a really cute moment, and she handled herself really well.
No. She was totally fine. She enjoyed it. Like, she felt comfortable. She was happy, you know, to have that Hampton experience in the house. So I think overall it was like a good weekend for her.
Yeah.
Once again, it was also great to be there for such a big moment, such the engagement.
Yeah.
So it was great. You know, it was a lot of stuff get cut off. So
yeah.
You know how it is.
So you went to the house a total of what, twice last summer?
Yeah, a total of like, yeah, 3 days and 3 days. So, yeah.
Okay. And did you feel
back and forth with Italy. I was like, because I was working on the brand, so I was like, I flew so many times last year.
Back you didn't know where you were. Europe.
Yeah, no, between Europe. So, no, I was supposed to also to go to the housewarming of Sierra and stuff, but like I was like literally flew back from Italy the day after Sierra housewarming, so I couldn't make it.
Oh, well, yeah. At least we still got some little snippets of you. I want to ask, you know, because you went two different times. This season has been horrific. I mean, I'm sure that you've seen and probably are grateful that you weren't, you know, there the whole entire time because it was just very negative.
I heard it was really dark and not the best.
Yeah, it really
was quite boring too.
Well, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. For me, it's all about having fun and bringing the fun. Mm-hmm. I got to say, and, you know, probably you wouldn't expect that from me. I've seen, but also I wasn't there. So it's hard when you're not there. But at the same time, what I've seen, and I didn't watch the entire season, but I've seen pieces of it, that all the stuff the car and Lindsay got, I feel like it got out of hands, and I wish I would have been there because I would have definitely like pushed to give it a cut because I don't think it's fair for the way that car and Lindsay got treated.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, it is hard, especially because we see a lot of stuff on social media where, you know, it does kind of seem like the house has been split off into two like groups. You know, we see you and Lexi, Lindsay and Carl, Luke hang out a lot. We see the other group hang out a lot. And it is difficult, like as a viewer, to have it felt like a gang up season where it's like if you or even Luke would have been there, they would have had a few more people in their corner to kind of even things out.
I mean, I wish I would have been there because I wouldn't have expected it, honestly. Like, you know, the first weekend when I was there, everything was great, even though, you know, that Kyle and Carr had some discussion like the weekend prior, the first weekend that they were there. But like, and then, of course, by the end, when I came back for the engagement, it was a completely, totally different vibe. And yes, I got a lot. I really got along with Carr and Lindsay. But at the same time, as I said, I get along with pretty much everyone, but mm-hmm. I guess hanging out with Carr and Lindsay is not the best for some people because, you know, I saw it on myself on my birthday. I didn't get birthday wishes from everyone. And, you know,
what?
Yeah, I'm not going to say any names, but I got to say that definitely were way less than last year. Last year, pretty much everyone wished me happy birthday. This year was way less people, and you know, it's whatever.
What?
But this I think it's really childish to don, you know, that's my opinion. Maybe it was the people forgot, people didn't know. But at the same time, I feel like everyone goes on social media and, you know, a lot of like pages that shared it.
Yeah.
So I feel like you would see that, but
100%.
So I feel like that's like kind of the, had to do with the fact that probably, you know, I spend a lot of time with Carr and Lindsay, Lexi and I, and, you know, it doesn't matter. I think it's childish to feel like that, or like when people try to put boundaries, oh, you're friend with that person, we can be friends, you know.
Especially like, at this stage in life, though, you know,
absolutely. We're not talking about like middle school.
Right.
But, you know, everybody act the way that they want. So I respect that. Everybody has their own opinion. And it's the way it is. I have nothing against anyone. I loved everyone. I have great memories with everyone. And they're my friends. And but at the same time, I think it's kind of childish to act like that. And also because, you know, when I go out, when it's Carl, Lindsay and I with Lexi, it's not that we talk about the show, we talk about totally different topics. So it's not like, oh, like we point the fingers at people. Mm-hmm. Like that's at least the thing that we human talk, you know. I barely even ask them about the show. It's more about like just having fun.
You know, friends.
Yeah, of course. You know, we talk about everything else but the show.
Yeah.
So, but it's okay.
The NBA playoffs are here, and we all know playoff mode is a thing. Listen to the evidence. Playoff crowds are going wild. Playoff players are lighting up the court. Even your speakers are in playoff mode. Okay, we'll take it down a notch, but just a notch, because this is the Turn It Up to 11 NBA Playoffs. Playoff mode is clearly a thing. The NBA Playoffs presented by Google Pixel continue on ABC, ESPN, TNT, and NBA TV.
I feel bad. I'm like, don't. Who can be mean to Andrea? Not wishing her a happy birthday is so petty.
It's okay.
I remember specifically, and I'm trying to like piece the timeline together, because last year before Carl and Lindsay's engagement, you were not in the United States, right? My whole point in like trying to piece this together is, you know, at some point you were not in New York, but you flew back to go to Carl and Lindsay's engagement. So a big thing around this season was that Danielle was like, everybody knew that this was happening and I didn't. So I want to know, you as someone who was out of town, who had to come in.
No, nobody knew it. Only people that knew it was Chris and Kyle, because they went to lunch or dinner that week, like 3 days before the engagement. I feel like only Kyle, Luke, but of course he wasn't on the season, Kyle, Luke, and myself knew that was going to happen before the summer was ending. Right. I didn't know the actual date. I didn't know that I was going that weekend and that was happening.
Okay.
Like, I was in Italy for 3 weeks because I had to fly back for my own brand. I flew back like on August 1st, and then I came back on the 20th, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I stay in the US for another month before flying back for a few weeks. It was like really complicated, but it was only Chris, Kyle, and me. I don't think even Corey knew it, actually. And but it was like that exact week. Kyle, Luke, and myself knew that was going to happen before the summer was ending.
Right, right. But you didn't know specifically that you were coming back that weekend.
No. Actually, I didn't know then when Carr started feeling sick. When he felt sick, and he didn't come to the house. Kyle and I were in the car together, and then we had a little brief chat that, you know, Kyle was suspicious that that was happening because he was nervous for the engagement.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's happening this week. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to make it happen this week. So I know it was in the air, but like, I didn't know when it was happening. I know that he got their ring, like the first weekend that I went there, I already knew that he was like going for the, like, he already knew what ring he was going to buy.
Yeah. Well, I think that really helps, you know, Carl and Lindsay's case, you know, because the whole thing with Danielle is she's like, I feel like I was the last person to know. But even you who had to travel to come in, and you didn't know what was going on.
No.
What did they tell you? Did they just say, like, we want you to come film this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, that day that happened, I, like, when he showed up to the house, I knew that it was going, like, when they were going to the bonfire, it was just Kyle, Chris, and I that knew that the bonfire was just an excuse for them to going away. Nobody else knew. Like, I heard, like, a confessional about the fact that Lindsay was overdressed. Nothing of that is true. Lindsay had no clue. And actually, she didn't even understand right away when she started seeing the sign, like, on the beach. She had no clue.
Yeah.
Like, it was like totally natural. Like, I can't believe that people even doubt that. Like, she literally thought they were going to prepare like a bonfire. It's normal when you're at the house, sometimes you go away with somebody else to prepare. Last year, like, Danielle and Robert went to prepare the bonfire on the beach for everyone else.
Yeah.
So it's kind of normal. Like, the morning after, when we went to the beach to play that football game, Lexi, Carr, Lindsay, and I, we left earlier because we went to the sandwich shop to buy sandwich for everyone. So it's kind of normal. It's nothing new that two people just, like, go on their own before everyone else.
Yeah, so, and not to mention,
nobody knew that was an excuse. Everybody thought that until Kyle said it. I mean, I knew, but, like, everybody else didn't know that the bonfire was just an excuse to get everyone ready to go to Dockers to meet everyone after the engagement to celebrate Carl and Lindsay.
Yeah, even watching that scene, I think it's so, and obviously it might have been different in real life, but Kyle says, you know, Carl is probably down on one knee right now. You are the only person that is like, yeah, you know, everybody else was like stone silent. Could you feel that?
Come on. It's like, yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Listen, it's just absurd. I mean, I understand a lot of, I want to put myself in everybody's shoes. But so I want to somehow, I'm not talking about Danielle in this. I want to somehow put myself in their shoes. Mm-hmm. I can understand a little bit of disappointment. But at the same time, it's a moment once in a lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, it's also really, really important moment that it's hard to, you can't really risk it to tell that around, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like you can't, you know, what about if somebody else would heard, and then, you know, it would have ruined everything.
Yeah.
So I think Carr played a safe card. And at the end of the day, it's, you got to respect that and you got to be happy. It's such a beautiful moment. It was such a beautiful moment. Seeing Lindsay getting there, see her parents. Also, Carr, the fact that her mom wasn't there is because Carr wanted to be all about Lindsay. So he invited her friends and he invited her family. And I think that was the sweetest thing. You know, like, I've been investing into them. I've been also, listen, I'm a fan of Kyle and Amanda. I'm always been on that side. I mean, I know they're at their issues, but I'm always been liking them as a couple a lot. And I'm happy that they're doing good as a married couple. I'm really happy for that. But I'm always been all in for Carr and Lindsay. And at the same time, as I said in other interviews before, I think the timing was perfect. You know, they knew each other from a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't see anything better than them like getting engaged after 1 year of dating, you know? It's not that they met like 2 weeks before. Even, you know, if they only met a year prior, there are two people going into their late 30s.
Right.
I think they have experience enough to know what they're doing. You know, they got a car together. They moved in together. So what's wrong with that? You know, we're talking about grown-up adults, and we're not talking about, like, teenagers that, you know, they just, like, have the flame and get married. I mean, sometimes it happens, and that's amazing, but at the same time, we're talking about people that knew each other from a long time. They briefly dated before, and, you know, they were just happy to get together and, you know, hopefully spending the rest of their life together.
Yeah, when you start a relationship on, you know, the foundation of being each other's best friend, like, that's when it ends up really being something beautiful.
Listen, I forgot that part. They were best friends. So, like, they knew everything. They know the good stuff, the bad stuff. They are aware of everything. Like, they know about their previous dating life. It can be tough, but at the same time, it's beautiful. Like, you know, they know everything about each other. So what is there to doubt about them? I think it's really not fair. And I respect Carr's choice just because he wanted to preserve such an important moment.
Yeah.
There is some events that if you are not aware of them and you're a best friend, it might be hurtful. This situation, I think, should be different because, like, such an important moment that you can't really risk anything. And, you know, you can't really risk for the word to spread.
Yeah, especially, I mean, like, let's not forget the elephant in the room. They're filming a TV show. Like, reactions are tend to be high. And I even said earlier in the episode, like, let's say Carl does tell Danielle, he runs the risk of her having some sort of reaction to it and, you know, ruining the surprise. Where at the end of the day, I really don't think it was about, I'm not going to tell Danielle because we're mad at her. I think it's because I'm not going to tell Danielle because I don't know how she's going to react and I don't want the surprise to be ruined. I want to know for you, as somebody who was, like, in the environment, the time in between. So, like, after Kyle gives the toast, to the moment you arrive at the beach, what was that time like?
I mean, we separated. We got into different cars. I feel like my cars was a lot of fun. It was Corey, Sam.
Yeah, in the good car.
Lexi and Chris. And, you know, Chris was supposed to be... So I'm just going to give you a behind the scene that is kind of funny. the main reason also why Carr told Chris is because he really wanted Chris to take pictures of mm-hmm. the moment. But it would have been kind of awkward for him tagging along. So at the last minute, Chris got this camera. He bought a camera. I think it was like $4,000, something crazy. I think he returned it after. But he got the best camera that he could ever get. And he was so ready. So at the last minute, Carr said, you know what? I think it's kind of suspicious. Better if you don't come. So poor guy, this beautiful camera in this box. So me and Corey, we were making fun of him the entire car ride. Like, not in a good way. Like, Mr. Paparazzi. And then when Carr and Lindsay were about to get there, I said, we were like, hiding in the bush. I don't know if you saw him in the episode. He goes on his knees at the start because he was trying to entertain me and Corey because we were laughing the entire time about it. And it actually took some really good shots. I was like, but we had a lot of fun. So our car was pretty... It was a good environment. I think Gabby was with us as well. We had a lot of fun. So it was a good car ride. We didn't really talk about, like, we were excited. We were happy for them, and we were excited to go to an engagement party.
And how was the engagement party?
I loved that. I mean, I was like, there was a lot of people were talking, like, you know, having some drinks, having food. It was a good time, and I was really happy to share that moment. It was just... As I said, it was beautiful to see the happiness of Lindsay. And I think that was the goal of Carr, because Carr said, I want to put Lindsay before everything else, and I want her. This is about her. So I think that was great on his side, and I think it turned out perfectly for that. And I guess some people didn't like that, but at the same time,
yeah,
like, what do you want to do about it?
As somebody who knows, you know, all of the players involved, do you understand, like, at all the other side of the argument? Like, that Lindsay and Carl have things that would hinder them from getting married. Do you see that at all? Or do you just see, you know, two people that are happy and in love?
Oh, I mean, I think they're ready.
Yeah.
I've been spending a lot of time with them. I mean, the time that I spend with them is really pleasant. I mean, I love Carr. Carr has been like, I can't even believe, because it was kind of like, it was the only person that I didn't meet before getting to the summer house. I met him like a couple of weeks before summer 2021, because of course it wasn't on winter house. Mm-hmm. So I remember back then I was kind of like intimidated because I heard like a lot of stories. So I don't know how Carr used to be. The Carr that I met is a great guy. Even now, this day, we're texting, we're talking about basketball. We text all the time. We became really close. And at the same time, Lindsay, which maybe wasn't my favorite person on the first... I told her really straight up. Like, it's not that it wasn't my favorite. We didn't, like, maybe got that close on Winter House that first season. But already the summer we spent together, we bonded so much and we became so close. And she's an amazing person. And I'm glad, I think also... Carr and Lindsay are perfect because they balance each other. So I think they're great. Because also Lindsay, she doesn't drink as much. And, you know, I love being around her. And I just don't understand. That's why I've said, even if I'm the most chillest person and I really don't like the drama. I mean, I like to watch the drama, but I don't really like to be involved into it. I think I would have got annoyed if I was there. For what I've seen.
Yeah.
Not being there is hard to judge, because also when I was there two different weekends, I could, like, as I said, feel two different energy. So, but at the same time, you know, what I've seen so far, I've seen so much like going against them that I don't think it's fair.
Yeah, well, hopefully the summer will be a little bit different. We know they're planning their wedding. I know you will be invited. I know Luke will be invited. You know, people that support them will be invited.
I already booked it.
Yeah. No. You're ready to go. Speaking of Luke, just quickly, you know, I know you hang out with him a lot too.
I wanted to tell you something before, because I know this is just a behind the scene.
Okay.
You know when they post the picture on People, so people think that is like on People magazine, uh-huh. like an engagement, and people think that is like set up.
Yeah,
is actually at least a lot of times it's not set up. It's just that, you know, if you're on a reality TV like Carr and Lindsay, they had the photographer on set, but they didn't know that was happening. Like, those were like real candid.
Oh, so
that's why initially was Chris supposed to be there, and then but he wouldn't make us suspicious, because I feel like Carr knew that it would have been somebody like that could snap this picture, but like the reaction and everything is real. Like, they didn't know, like it's not that they were posing, it was actually somebody caught. Like, as you see sometimes on our social media that we post some picture with the Bravo logo, is because there is like actual professional photographers that are really good catching those moments.
Did Carl reach out to that person, or was that like a
no? And I think production made sure. So even those pictures all natural and then it's the way that it is. Like, you know, it's just that you have the camera, so you don't even realize that they probably didn't even realize that there was a guy actually catching that moment, like on a picture. So yeah, I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, well, that's good, because people say that a lot, you know, like,
yeah, why I've seen it a lot on blogs and stuff, but that is actually a real moment.
Interesting. Yeah. It's like the producers know, obviously, that this is going to happen. So they're the ones calling People Magazine to be like, hey.
And you have like already four cameras on you. So, you know, an extra guy, there is some people, you know, when you're filming, you don't even like, it's so natural that you don't even realize that there is people around you. So you don't realize that there's somebody else like there taking pictures.
Wow. That is some tea. Andrea always comes through with the tea.
I mean, it's the truth, you know, like even at the parties, when you see those snap, we don't know that somebody's taking. Sometimes you can see them, but like a lot of the picture that even I posted during the last season, I wasn't even aware that somebody was taking them.
Yeah.
It's like totally paparazzi mode.
Can you give us any tea about Luke and Tayshia? Like, what's the deal? Have you hung out with them? Have you gone on double dates?
No, I mean, I can't speak on that.
That's the one. You're going to keep it. Keep it, mama.
I met her, and I don't know what's going on. I met her. She's really sweet. We talk about religion, because, you know, I'm Catholic. She grew up Catholic. So we're talking about like religion, but,
Luke is very religious as well.
Yeah. Luke is really religious. So I can't really spend any words about them because I don't know.
Yeah.
But, Luke is doing great. And, you know, I'm also really happy about our friendship. It's actually supposed to come to Italy in a couple of weeks, so we're trying to, you know, make sure that we can see.
I know Luke and Tayshia are going to Italy. I don't know where, but I do know that they are going to Italy. And this is funny, because I'm not trying to like pull information, I promise, but it was like right after those paparazzi photos came out of them in Tiffany's, I then found out that they were going to Italy. So I'm like, what is happening? But obviously, if they're going to go spend time with you and Lexi.
I mean, they're actually not. They have a reason why they're going to Italy. But I'm trying to make sure that Luke and I, we can meet. It's going to be in the South. So I got to see how we can make that happen.
You might be going to another engagement party, Andrea.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. I didn't want to, like, you know, I didn't want to intrude anybody's privacy. And honestly,
yeah.
I saw the picture, somebody reposted them, but I had no clue.
No timelines, no nothing.
And also, Austin is supposed to come to Italy, so hopefully I'll see him too.
Well, what about timelines for you? What about you and Lexi? Is that on the horizon?
She's expecting. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that has been crossing my mind a lot. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to happen. I haven't anything planned at the moment. But
No pressure. We just want you happy.
No, but it's definitely something that is really in my head. So it could be sooner than later. You know, I'm really happy and convinced about her. So we are having the best time. So, you know, it's in the work.
Oh, I love
it. Not officially, but it's in the work.
I love it. Is she coming to BravoCon?
It might be. We're not sure yet, but she might come. Yeah.
Well, if so, we're going on a triple date.
When are you getting married?
Well, we're still waiting on his visa. So it's officially been a year today that we've been
doing it. I have a friend that is dealing with the same thing.
Our
fiance is from outside the United States, and they've been waiting for over a year as well.
Yeah.
So
I mean, honestly, like once we get the visa, we have 90 days to get married. So we're planning a big wedding for next year, like just to play it safe. But honestly, we were talking about if November 2nd happens to be in that 90-day window, like he's coming to BravoCon. It's in Vegas. Like, let's get married in Vegas. Let's have Lindsay and Carl come. Andrea, you can come. Anybody else?
That's actually kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense to make maybe a double wedding just to play safe.
Yeah.
Just like a quick one and then, you know, a bigger one with, you know, everyone that is meaningful. So
yeah,
I think it's a good idea. I hope it's going to happen soon.
Because it's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, the back and forth is so bad. I feel like anytime David's not here, I'm in just such a funk, which is why I was like, let's get Andrea on because I need somebody to like make me happy.
When is he coming back?
June 5th. So a week, like a week and a half, but it's been 2 months. So I'm
already.
Yeah.
Wow. Time goes by fast. Because I remember when you posted that he was leaving.
I know.
I didn't think it was already 2 months. Wow.
It goes fast for you, but not for me. It's been dragging.
Okay. Yeah. For me, it went really fast.
Well, Andrea, thank you. You know, it's always a pleasure. I can't wait to see you at BravoCon, and hopefully we see you on our screens a little bit more. You bring such a great energy, and it was much needed this season on Summer House.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I mean, I'm excited to see you at BravoCon. Let's see what's going to happen before that. But it's always a pleasure to talk to you. So thank you so much for having me on the pod.
And get some sleep. What is it, like midnight in Italy?
Almost, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
All right, you guys. Thanks again for hanging out on this week's MPT. Don't forget Vanderpump Rules Reunion Part 1 recap on the Patreon on Friday. $3, the Pop a Batch tier. If you want to upgrade to Extra Pop, it's $5. Like, it's cheap and you get more content because I can't shut up. Don't forget to leave a review. Haven't had a review in a while. Okay. So if you haven't left a review yet, anything helps. A little 5 stars, a little love you like assist, because you know I do. We'll see you back here next week. And as always, love you like a sis.
A Huda Media Production.